Tape 4, Side B. Simultaneous Lessons 6 through 9. Lesson 6.
Directions. Number 1, Shadow. Number 2, Paraphrase. Libertad provisional, vigilada y preparatoria de México. La libertad provisional del procesado reviste dos formas. Libertad provisional bajo protesta y libertad provisional bajo caución. Libertad provisional bajo protesta o protestatoria es la que se concede al procesado bajo palabra de honor siempre que se llenen los requisitos preestablecidos al efecto. Libertad provisional bajo caución es aquella a que tiene derecho todo acusado siempre que el máximo de la sanción corporal correspondiente al delito imputado no exceda de 5 años de prisión, teniéndose en cuenta, en caso de acumulación de delitos, el máximo de la pena del delito más grave. La libertad vigilada es una medida adoptada por la autoridad competente respecto a una persona por su inclinación demostrada a delinquir, porque habiendo sido sancionada con la pérdida de la libertad, haya recibido antes del cumplimiento de la pena el beneficio de la libertad anticipada, o porque al ser sentenciada se le haya otorgado el beneficio de la condena condicional. La libertad preparatoria es una gracia reservada a los delincuentes primarios como premio a una buena conducta en su reclusión, siempre que hayan cumplido las 3/5 partes de su condena, si se trata de delitos intencionales, o la mitad de la misma en caso de delitos imprudenciales. La concesión de esta gracia produce la suspensión de la condena, poniendo al condenado en libertad, medida que puede revocarse por mala conducta del agraciado o por el incumplimiento de alguna de las condiciones con que se fue otorgada.
Directions. 1. Paraphrase. 2. Interpret into Spanish. O.R. Motion.
Your Honor, my client, Mr. Suarez, is currently in custody on a $5,000 bond. Considering the nature of the offense and Mr. Suarez's ties to the community, we feel that this is an excessive amount of bail. In fact, it is our position that Mr. Suarez should be released on his own recognizance. Perhaps you will allow me to go into some detail of his case to explain the situation, Your Honor.
All right, but be brief.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Suarez has lived in this community for 27 years, Your Honor, and he has been gainfully employed during all of that time. He has a large family, 7 children, ranging in age from 16 years old to just 9 months old. Not only that, but he supports his in-laws as well. Mr. Suarez is a very hard-working man, and his employer, Mr. Jordan, is here to vouch for him. He also attends church regularly, and I have here a letter from his parish priest, if the court would care to look at it, to attest to his good character and reliability. Until this unfortunate incident, Your Honor, Mr. Suarez had never been in trouble with the law. He is a fine, upstanding citizen, and we feel that holding him in custody until he is able to stand trial would be counterproductive. In fact, his family would have to pay the price for what we feel was an unlawful arrest. You will see from reading the OR report that Mr. Suarez does not pose a great risk of fleeing. Although he's from Mexico, he has not been back there in years, and most of his extended family lives here in the United States. He owns his own home here, and he is not likely to want to forfeit that by fleeing the country. Moreover, Your Honor, Mr. Suarez is most anxious to get to go to trial and answer to these charges because he is certain that a jury will be convinced beyond a reasonable doubt that he is not guilty. Therefore, we respectfully request that the court release Mr. Suarez on his own recognizance.
Do the people wish to address the court on this motion?
Your Honor, considering the nature of the offense, the people would oppose the OR motion. While it is true that Mr. Suarez has no criminal record, this is a sex offense, and the victim is his niece. We feel it would not be appropriate to release him into the community under these circumstances. Submitted, Your Honor.
Motion denied.
Lesson 7.
Directions 1, shadow, 2, paraphrase. Derechos de los acusados. Abstracto de la Constitución de Puerto Rico. En todos los procesos criminales, el acusado disfrutará del derecho a un juicio rápido y público, a ser notificado de la naturaleza y causa de la acusación recibiendo copia de la misma, a carearse con los testigos de cargo, a obtener la comparecencia compulsoria de testigos a su favor, a tener asistencia de abogado y a gozar de la presunción de inocencia. En los procesos por delito grave, el acusado tendrá derecho a que su juicio se ventile ante un jurado imparcial compuesto por 12 vecinos del distrito, quienes podrán rendir veredicto por mayoría de votos, en el cual deberán concurrir no menos de 9. Nadie será obligado a incriminarse mediante su propio testimonio, y el silencio del acusado no podrá tenerse en cuenta ni comentarse en su contra. Nadie será puesto en riesgo de ser castigado 2 veces por el mismo delito. Todo acusado tendrá derecho a quedar en libertad bajo fianza antes de mediar un fallo condenatorio. La detención preventiva antes del juicio no excederá de 6 meses. Las fianzas y las multas no serán excesivas. Nadie será encarcelado por deuda. El auto de habeas corpus será concedido con rapidez y libre de costas. No se suspenderá el privilegio del auto de habeas corpus a no ser que, en casos de rebelión, insurrección o invasión, así lo requiera la seguridad pública. Solo la Asamblea Legislativa tendrá el poder de suspender el privilegio del auto de habeas corpus y las leyes que regulan su concesión.
Directions. Interpret into Spanish. Advisement of Rights, Municipal Court. You have the right to be represented by an attorney, and the court will give you a continuance of up to 1 week to talk with an attorney if you wish. If you are now in custody, you have the right to be released by posting reasonable bail. If you are charged with a misdemeanor and you are financially unable to employ an attorney, the courts will appoint an attorney for you at your request. And, upon the conclusion of the criminal proceedings, the court will hold a hearing to determine if you have the then present ability to repay the county for all or part of the cost of the services of the court-appointed attorney. Any order that the court makes will have the same force and effect as a judgment in a civil action and shall be subject to enforcement. You are entitled to a speedy and public jury or court trial. If you are in custody, you are entitled to be tried within 30 days from the date of your arraignment or entry of plea, whichever occurs later. If you are not in custody, you are entitled to be tried within 45 days from the date of your arraignment or entry of plea, whichever occurs later. If you are not brought to trial within those time periods, you are entitled to have a misdemeanor or infraction charge against you dismissed, unless you have waived your right to a speedy trial. You have the right to be confronted by the witnesses who accuse you and to cross-examine them under oath. You have the right to testify at your trial, and you have the right to refuse to testify. You may ask for an indicated sentence before you enter a plea of guilty or no contest, if you wish, and find out exactly what your sentence will be. You may plead guilty and impose conditions that limit the amount of jail time that may be imposed. For instance, you may plead guilty on condition that I receive no jail time. If you plead guilty or no contest, you give up the following rights. 1. Your right to an attorney, even a court-appointed one. 2. Your right to a jury or court trial. 3. Your right to confront and cross-examine all witnesses against you. And 4. Your privilege against self-incrimination and your right to remain silent. The maximum penalty for most misdemeanor offenses is 1 year in the county jail and a fine of up to $1,000 plus penalty assessments, which are now more than the fine itself, and which are required by statute to be imposed. You may be required to pay restitution to the victim or to the state restitution fund also. If you are not a citizen of the United States of America, you are hereby advised that conviction of the offense for which you have been charged may have the consequence of deportation, exclusion from admission to the United States of America, or denial of naturalization pursuant to the laws of the United States of America.
Lesson 8.
Directions. Number 1, shadow. Number 2, paraphrase. Garantías de los acusados. Abstracto de la Constitución Mexicana. En todo juicio del orden criminal, tendré el acusado las siguientes garantías. Inmediatamente que lo solicite, será puesto en libertad provisional bajo caución, que fijará el juzgador, tomando en cuenta sus circunstancias personales y la gravedad del delito que se le impute, siempre que dicho delito, incluyendo sus modalidades, merezca ser sancionado con pena cuyo término medio aritmético no sea mayor de 5 años de prisión, sin más requisito que poner la suma de dinero respectiva a disposición de la autoridad judicial u otorgar otra caución bastante para asegurarla bajo la responsabilidad del juzgador. No podrá ser compelido a declarar en su contra, por lo cual queda rigurosamente prohibida toda incomunicación o cualquier otro medio que tienda a aquel objeto. Se le hará saber en audiencia pública y dentro de las 48 horas siguientes a su consignación a la justicia el nombre de su acusador y la naturaleza y causa de la acusación, a fin de que conozca bien el hecho punible que se le atribuye y pueda contestar el cargo, rindiendo en este acto su declaración preparatoria. Será acareado con los testigos que depongan en su contra, los que declararán en su presencia si estuviesen en el lugar del juicio, para que pueda hacerles todas las preguntas conducentes a su defensa. Se le recibirán los testigos y demás pruebas que ofrezca, concediéndosele el tiempo que la ley estime necesario al efecto, y auxiliándosele para obtener la comparecencia de las personas cuyo testimonio solicite, siempre que se encuentren en el lugar del proceso. Será juzgado en audiencia pública por un juez o jurado de ciudadanos que sepan leer y escribir, vecinos del lugar en que se cometiere el delito, siempre que éste pueda ser castigado con una pena mayor de 1 año de prisión. Le serán facilitados todos los datos que solicite para su defensa y que consten en el proceso. será juzgado antes de 4 meses si se tratare de delitos cuya pena máxima no exceda de 2 años de prisión, y antes de 1 año si la pena máxima excediera de ese tiempo.
Directions. Paraphrase. Interpret into Spanish. Advisement of Rights. Federal Court. All defendants appearing for the first time in this court are advised that you have the right to remain silent. You are not obligated to make any statement here in court, but if you do make a statement, the contents of that statement may be used against you in future legal proceedings. You have the right to an attorney and the right to have that attorney present with you during all court proceedings. You also have the right to have that attorney present with you at any time that you are questioned by an agent of the United States government. If you do not have the money to hire your own attorney, this court will appoint an attorney for you after you have demonstrated that you do not have the money to hire your own attorney. In order to demonstrate that you do not have the money to hire your own attorney, I will require that you fill out a financial affidavit. The financial affidavit is made under penalty of perjury. If you make any false or dishonest statement in the financial affidavit, you could subject yourself to further prosecution. You are here for an initial appearance before the United States magistrate. The purpose of this appearance is for you to be told what the charges are against you and to have the court set conditions for your pretrial release. You have the right to a preliminary hearing to determine if there is probable cause to believe that you committed the crime which is alleged against you in the complaint. That hearing must be within 10 days of today's date if you are in custody, or within 20 days of today's date if you are not in custody. If at any time before the end of the 10 or 20 day period of time you are indicted by a federal grand jury, then you no longer would have the right to a preliminary hearing. You also have the right to be released on reasonable bail. If you cannot make the bail which the court sets for you here today in this hearing, you have the right to come back to this court at some later time to have the court again consider whether the bail that was set in your case is the proper bail for your case after considering the facts and circumstances of your case and your particular situation. If your case was originally filed in a district court other than this district court, then you may choose to enter a plea of guilty or nolo contendere in this district court rather than returning to face the charges in the district in which you were originally charged. You may do this, however, only with the consent of the United States Attorney in this district and the United States Attorney in the district in which you were originally charged. If you wish to transfer your case to this district for a plea of guilty or nolo contendere, you should consult with your attorney regarding this possibility.
Lesson 9.
Directions. 1. Shadow. 2. Paraphrase. Hurto y escalamiento. El término hurto se refiere al apoderamiento ilegítimo de una cosa mueble, total o parcialmente ajena. La acción consiste en apoderarse de lo ajeno. Sobre los alcances del verbo que la define, no es unánime la opinión de los autores ni la denominación misma de las leyes, que en algunos casos, como en el de la francesa, se valen del vocablo sustracción. El apoderamiento importa un acto material y un propósito, es decir, la acción física por la cual se despoja al dueño, poseedor, tenedor o detentador, acompañada de un particular contenido psíquico encaminado a quitar y quedarse con lo de otro. Es irrelevante el modo como se efectúe esta acción típica. Tomarla, llevarla, guardarla, atraerla, son modalidades que no alteran la esencia del apoderamiento. También es indiferente que el ladrón actúe personalmente o sea autoinmediato, que se valga de un niño, de un demente o de un animal. El término escalamiento se define como entrada a un lugar realizada subrepticiamente por un sitio que no es el destinado a ello. El escalamiento supone una actividad humana tendiente a superar obstáculos naturales o artificialmente colocados que impiden el acceso normal a determinado sitio. Constituye circunstancia agravante del delito de hurto.
Directions, dual task. The victim, John Harkins, age 47, lives at 39001 Ralston Avenue, apartment 17 in San Francisco. The incident occurred at 9:35 p.m. on Wednesday, September 23rd, 1990. Drug enforcement officials seized 24 kilos of cocaine and 17 pounds of marijuana when they raided the residence at 1392 East Hampton Street, apartment C, on June 6th. The defendant is accused of 3 counts of armed robbery under section 211 of the Penal Code, which allegedly occurred on November 6, 13, and 21 of this year. The getaway car was a blue 1987 four-door Pontiac, license number A92C697, registered in the name of Harold Phillips and reported stolen on April 19, 1989. The burglary was reported by John Perkins, manager of Precision Auto Parts at 1497B Watson Street. He said that the store had been broken into sometime between 11:30 p.m. and 7:30 a.m. on August 11, 1991.
Directions. Interpret into Spanish. Opening statement. Prosecution. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, first of all, I would like to thank you for your patience during jury selection this morning. I would like to preface my remarks by reminding you that nothing that I say here today is to be considered by you as evidence. We attorneys were not there the day of the incident. We are not witnesses. We just present the case and make our arguments to persuade you that you should decide the case in our favor. This is my opportunity, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, as the prosecutor in this case, to give you a sort of preview of the case we're about to present, what we expect to prove. Witnesses may be testifying out of order, and things could get rather confusing, what with legal motions and objections and so on. So I'm going to give you an outline of the case, a roadmap, so to speak, so that you will know more or less what is happening. As you know, the defendant in this case, Mrs. Soto, is charged with shoplifting. Our first witness will be Mr. Simmons, the security officer at Woolworth's, who will testify that he was on duty on June 8th of this year at approximately 3 o'clock p.m., and it was his job to observe patrons in the store through the two-way mirror from his post in the store's security office on the second floor. Mr. Simmons will testify that he observed the defendant acting suspiciously in the toy section of the store. That is, she stayed in the area for an unusually long period of time, kept looking from side to side, and then quickly grabbed an item off the shelf and secreted it within her clothing. You will hear Mr. Simmons testify that it was a hot day that day, and that his attention was initially drawn to Mrs. Soto, the defendant, because she was wearing a heavy overcoat. Mr. Simmons will tell you in his testimony that after observing the defendant hide the item in her clothing, he went downstairs to the main floor of the store and followed Mrs. Soto until she exited the store, at which time he detained her. He then took her up to his office for an interrogation, and when he was satisfied that she had indeed taken the items and did not intend to pay for them, he called the police. The police officer who made the arrest will also testify that Mrs. Soto was duly informed of her Miranda rights and that she declined to make a statement. In short, ladies and gentlemen, we intend to prove to you that Mrs. Soto engaged in a deliberate, premeditated act of theft, that she entered the Woolworth store with the specific intent of stealing the item in question, and hadn't the slightest intention of paying for it. So basically, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, that is the gist of our case. We expect to prove, beyond a reasonable doubt, that the defendant is guilty of shoplifting, and we hope that after listening to all the evidence, you will return a verdict of guilty. Thank you.